Hi, welcome back to the Climb Your Mountain email series, day 4. Water is a constant companion on hikes in the Alps. It's hard to find a trail where you can't hear a stream or waterfall coming down somewhere. And I love taking a break by a mountain stream. Taking off shoes and socks, sticking my feet in the water is not just very relaxing, it also instantly transports me back to my childhood. Playing with my dad and siblings in a stream, by a waterfall or a lake, building dams, trying to skip stones over the water, trying to hit specific rocks with pebbles. I can't help but do some and sometimes all of those things when taking a break in the mountains. As we occasionally take time out of our hike to play by a stream or waterfall, I will ask you to do today's assignments. But before we do that, before we come to that, let's briefly look back at where you are right now. So far, you've unpacked what stressors you brought along that made you feel so uncomfortable as we started out at the trailhead. You then analyzed how they were connected to roles and beliefs in your life. Taking a close look at the how and why of those roles and beliefs, you decided which ones you were to let go of, which you would return to the people they actually belong to, and which you will continue to hold on to as you move forward in life and create a more balanced life. On day 3, you picked an object or objects that represented those beliefs and roles and stressors that in the future will no longer be part of your life. I explained the ritual that you can use to honor those stressors, roles and beliefs that you are eventually going to let go of. When you do that, it's of course entirely up to you. You can do it at any moment during this series or at some time further in the future. As long as you remember that it is important to also honor the good the things you're letting go of have brought you. Now today we take a step towards reconnecting with or rediscovering your values. To know what to you is truly important. It is important to know what your values are. What are values? Values, especially core values, form the foundation of a well-lived life. They are like fence posts of a solidly built fence. When we live out of alignment with our values, the fence posts are anything but solid, and it becomes very easy to push the fence over. To push us over, basically. When over time you've taken on stressors, roles and beliefs that no longer serve you, when because of it you're frequently frustrated, angry, resentful, or generally feeling negative towards people and situations, you more than likely have been living more and more out of alignment with your values. More importantly, out of alignment with your core values. When it comes to core values, less is more. Typically, someone has 3 to 5 core values. You probably have more, somewhat less important values as well. And they may even change over the course of your lifetime, simply because your life circumstances change. You go to a new school, start a new career, start working at a different company. Maybe you marry and become part of a different family. You move to a different country. All these changing circumstances influence your values. You can even consciously decide to change some of your values and add new ones into the mix. For example, after years of caring for others and not for yourself, you decide to make self-care one of your values. And by the way, that's more than a few glasses of wine and bubble baths. Or after years of neglecting your physical health and a stern warning from your doctor, you decide to make physical health an important value. Now, having said that, your core values usually stay the same for most of your life. You may at some point or points in time decide to change the order of them, but generally, your core values stay with you. In essence, knowing your core values helps you focus on the things that are truly important and eliminate the things that are not. They help you define what your life is about because they are at the core of it. And they help you stay the course in difficult situations when difficult decisions must be made. When there's misalignment between you and your reality, between your values and your reality, you have two choices. You can adapt the situation. For example, when health is a big value for you, but you've been eating a ton of junk food, you can adapt the situation by phasing out the junk food and start to eat healthy again. Or you can remove yourself from the situation entirely and start over. For example, when you find yourself working for a company where you're constantly asked to break industry rules to accommodate clients while honesty is an important value for you. Nothing changes when you speak up, which might ultimately lead you to choose to go find another job. The process that you've been going through for the last couple of days is basically the process that I just described. By deciding which stressors, roles and beliefs will no longer be part of your mental gear, you are either adapting or removing yourself from the situation. Finding your values or rediscovering your values is what we're going to do today. In the PDF, you will find I have described two exercises to help you rediscover your values, but more importantly, your core values. These exercises may seem a bit trivial, maybe even a bit childish, but I promise you, when we go over your results, when you go over your results, you will know what to you is really important, what the foundation is for what in your life is truly important to you, the foundation of a more balanced life. What I'm asking you to do is let your inner child come out. Think about who your heroes are, who were your childhood heroes, who are your current heroes, and what makes them your heroes. So identify 3 to 6 people you admire. And then ask yourself, what values do they embody? What about them makes you really admire them? And what makes them a role model for you? And then I'm asking you to make a list of 15 to 20 dream jobs. And for each of those jobs, answer the question, what things make each of these jobs so appealing? And why would you love working in one of those jobs? These two exercises are followed by the question, what is the common thread? As you are reconnecting with your inner child through these exercises, when you go out for your walk today, consciously look for ways to play in nature and actually play. Maybe climb a tree again and like you did as a kid, or swing from a branch, or use a blade of grass as a flute. Look consciously for ways to play in nature. And as you look for them, and as you play, ask yourself, when do I really feel connected with nature? We'll meet again tomorrow. For now, enjoy these exercises.